This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M1.
At the top, going for headship. They've been looking pretty supreme so far this week. Keys M1. Then followed by Downing M1, Jesus M1, Lady Margaret M1, who I was just talking about, who hit the bank on the way up there. St. Cat's, who are in fifth place. First and third M1. Not much movement at the top of the division so far, as you probably might expect at M1. Queen's M1 in seventh. Clare M1, I'm sure you'll hear when they go past Grassy Corner by the ferocious roar that the crowd emits. And of course, I know Ben Vice in the studio is a big fan of their boat, the Joel Jennings, named after one of their favourite rowers. Pembroke M1, who have been bumped twice, not having the best of it so far. Then in 10th, we've got Christ M1, Kings M1, who have bumped twice, so they're on four blades, and rather appropriate, given that they're all decked out in purple, the boat is called Adrian Cadbury. I don't know if there's a link to the Cadbury's chocolate company there. Other chocolate manufacturers are available. Below there, we've got Fitz M1, who haven't had the best time of it. They've been bumped twice so far, so they'll be looking to avoid spoons. And to do that, they've got to keep a good distance on Emma M1. Below there, we've got Girton M1, Hamilton M1, who have bumped twice, Magdalen M1 on for spoons, so they'll be looking to dodge Peterhead M1. And at the bottom of the division, the sandwich boat is Churchill M1. Let's go to Mona.
Okay, I've got Keys M1, who are actually ploughing into the bank on the wrong side of this corner. This is absolutely atrocious for Keys. Their bowman is holding the boat up hard, but they have lost significant distance. And there is the Downing M1 crew are gaining on them very, very fast. Keys trying desperately to regain boat speed, but perhaps too much has happened. And now the Cox is having to steer violently the other way. Keys ping-ponging all over the river now. Downing gaining on them massively, but their Cox also making a mistake and having to use a handbrake, which is when the Cox puts their hand into the river, attempting to right the course with the boat. And I'm not sure what's happened there. I think Downing have stopped. Pete, what can you see?
I can see Keys M1 on the bank. Downing have gone past them, but it looks like that's going to be a bump right at the top. I'm going to call a bump by Downing M1 on Keys M1 at the very top of the division. And that has led the crowd here at Grassy into a bit of a turmoil. There's a sort of hushed silence, a bit of laughter, but most people just cannot believe that Keys M1 have managed to foul up like the division. We'll go back to Mona.
Yep, I'm back here on the first post corner. Keys have cleared onto the far side of the river. They've been bumped by Downing. Downing have cleared onto the far side of the river, having bumped Keys. And the other crews are finding it very difficult to get through now, as they don't seem to have managed to lodge onto the bank properly just yet and pull their blades in. In fact, they now have, and the other boats should have a clear way past them, as they'll be wanting to come around on the inside of the corner as opposed to the far side. So that shouldn't mess up the rest of the division too much. I've just seen Kings M1, who of course bumped Fitz yesterday, rowing past, looking supremely unconcerned about Fitz behind them. And with three lengths between the two boats, they have every right to do so. Fitz with a large gap between them. And in fact, we've got a potential bump with Girton M1 on Emmanuel M1, just a quarter of a length between the bow of Girton and the stern of Emma now. Emma slightly steering wide and letting Girton on their inside. So this could be a very, very imminent bump. Pete, what can you see in there?
Okay, thanks, Mona. Back on Grassy, some sort of normality has been resumed. We've had Jesus and Lady Margaret go past each other, both on station. Right going past me now is Claire, as you can probably hear from the sort of racket that the crowd's making. But in between them, after Lady Margaret, we had St. Cat, first and third, Queens, all pretty much on station. No sign of an immediate bump, but catching Claire looks like Pembroke, actually. So having been bumped by Claire yesterday, they're actually giving it a really good go. And it's probably about another three or four boat lengths back to Christ, who have lost a bit of ground. Adrian Cadbury, the King's boat, is closing fast on Christ. And I'm expecting, as a pedestrian just runs into me, back to Mona.
Yep, I'm back here on first post. I can see a Churchill M1 crew very, very lowly at the bottom of this division. And Peterhouse M1 have bumped up on Magdalen M1, leaving Churchill as the sandwich boat. Rowing not particularly at race speed, they look very much at light pressure, obviously with no one ahead of them. With the next boat ahead of them, very, very far away, that would be Homerton M1. Churchill would need to go for the overbump if they have any hope of catching another crew. And I think they've wound down very, very low, just focusing on technique, perhaps for tomorrow. And they'll be rowing a very lonely, very long race back to their boathouse. But yes, that's a bump from Peterhouse M1 on Magdalen M1, very, very early. In fact, before they even got to the start of first post corner. Going to Gemma on the reach, what can you see?
Kings are really advancing now on Christ as they come over onto the long reach. They are now having overlap and the whistles are going absolutely crazy as they do that. And now further down, I can just see Emma advancing up on Fitzwilliam. It seems to be down to about half a boat length now. And then behind them in the distance, you've got Girton, who don't really seem... Oh no, behind them, you've even got Homerton, who seem to be advancing up on Girton. There are quite a few little tussles coming onto the reach. Can you see any more about those?
Hi, thanks, Gemma. I'm Daniel. I'm down here on the long reach. Jesus M1, head of the river right now, given that Downing and Keys have cleared out the way. They were looking incredibly comfortable, about two or three boat lengths between them and the team behind them, who were, of course, LMBC. And then they were looking rather comfortable too, because they had a rather good lead ahead of St. Cat's, who passed me earlier too. And behind St. Cat's, the first and thirds, also doing incredibly well. So not likely that there can be any more bumps at the top of the division after that drama of Downing, who's bumped on Keys. But further down the division, things do look like they're hotting up. It looks as if Christ have just bumped on Pembroke. I'm going to try to confirm that, but we'll go back to Gemma, see what's going on further up the division.
Well, I think Homerton may have just bumped up on Girton. They've just slid out of my sight, but they seem to have sort of stopped rowing, so they may have held it up as they bumped up on Girton. Behind them, I can't actually see any more boats for the moment. So at the moment, I'm missing Magdalen, Peterhouse and Churchill, who have not yet passed me. Can you see any more on the long reach?
Hi, thanks. I'm Daniel down here on the long reach. I'm going to call a bump. It's Kings M1 appear to have bumped Christ M1. Kings look to be putting foliage into their hair right now. So
Daniel,
that's a bump between Kings M1 and Christ M1. Yes, Andy.
Yeah, down here, just running under the railway bridge. I can't believe that the first grown thing is not Keys. Keys bumped by Downing. It is Jesus, I'm saying. Jesus are going to hold off comfortably. However, Maggie are under serious threat from St. Cat's. It's down to about a quarter of a length. They're well under railway bridge now. A quarter of a length between Cats and Maggie. We will follow this one right to the end. Cats, they're going to row over. Well, they're not being challenged by first and third at all. First and third will row over. Queens will also row over. We'll go back to Daniel and then come back to me, and hopefully I can bring you up to date on Maggie and Cats.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I'm further up in the long reach. It looks like Claire have bumped on Queens. So after those rowovers we had for LMBC, St. Cat's and first and third, it looks like Claire have bumped on Queens. Pembroke, I haven't seen come past. But we're presuming that they've rowed over, given that Kings have bumped on Christ. And Andy, can you see any more further down?
I'm actually just watching as first and third and Queens go past me. I'm desperately trying to catch up with Maggie and Cats to find out exactly what's happened. Daniel, we go back to you quickly.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I'm down here. Pembroke are going past me now, but I don't think they're in the race anymore. Pembroke, in fact, has foliage in their hair, which confirms that what we thought earlier. Pembroke M1 have bumped on Clare M1. That's a bump. Pembroke M1 on Clare M1. We're still trying to account for Emma and Fitz, Gemma. Do you know any more about that?
I think that Homerton bumped on Girton below them, but I think Emmanuel and Fitz were still rowing round when I saw them. At the moment, all I can see is a few boats rowing back, so I can see Peterhouse rowing back. So they may have been bumped further up, but I can't actually say anything about Emma and Fitz because I don't actually know what's happened there.
The reason that Keys M1 ended up slamming into the bank and getting bumped was apparently, and this is according to the Downing coach who was cycling alongside the victorious Downing crew, because the Keys rudder fell off, or in some way became damaged, and they lost all control of their boat, and that's what ended up, meaning that they slammed into the river. Quite how it took Downing so long to bump them as well. I don't know whether there's some additional incident, but a gear malfunction right at the top of the division that's led to this drama on the final day. I think we've got Andy back, so we can throw back to the reach.
Thanks, Pete. That's right. And I'm just by the control tent where everyone is trying to peer over and look at the footbridge to try and find out if Maggie managed to avoid the grass of St. Cat's. Finishing now, Girton and Homerton. Girton rowing over just ahead of Homerton. That was quite a tight tussle as they went down the long reach. But Girton and Homerton rowing over. They are just finishing. Remember, they are in the bottom line of the division. They have the earlier finish just in front of the control tent. Let's go back up to Daniel just while I finalise the Maggie St. Cats. But it's looking like here that Maggie managed to hold off. Confusion here at control tent because all the radios have gone dead. So the organisers are trying to work out what's happening just as we are. But I actually just saw someone wearing some very nice CUCBC sash cycling back to the control tent saying no bumps. Further up beyond the control tent, so that's between the control tent and the footbridge, and so that is referring to LMBC and St. Cat. He was saying no bumps, so I can confirm rowovers then for LMBC and St. Cat. So there was no bump late on, but that was a fantastic race, and I'm sure it'll be very, very close again tomorrow.
To give you a provisional rundown, and I apologise if this is wrong because I've just been caught up in the crowd's excitement about the Keys bump, but to bring you the news that Downing M1 have bumped Keys M1, and that seems to be as a result of a rudder malfunction on the Keys boat. We'll try and get more reaction to that as we go on. But then we've got Jesus M1, Lady Margaret M1, that were in that tussle that Andy was just describing, but I think they've both rowed over, as have St. Cat, first and third, and Queen. I think the next bump that we called was Clare M1 being bumped by Pembroke M1, and then below them, King's M1 bumping up on Christ's M1. I think we then had rowovers from Fitz, Emmanuel, and Girton, and indeed Homerton, before we had a bump by Peterhouse on Morden. That happened very early. I saw them just rowing past with their foliage a minute ago. So Peterhouse bumped up on Morden, and that left the sandwich boat Churchill to finish the division with a fairly lonely rover. Mother's just running across to me, and she's pointing out that I've got something wrong. So I've got an extra bump to announce, which is that Emma M1 bumped up on Fitz M1.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
Thanks, Tim. There was a lot of drama in that race. So the main bit of news from that division, Keys have lost their headship. They were bumped by Downing. So the news that we are hearing is that the rudder broke on the Keys boat. They then steered into the bank on first post corner. And even then, when they then tried to get moving again, the cox was trying to steer simply by dipping her hand into the water and then oversteered. And apparently they hit the bank on the other side. So the upshot of that is Keys were bumped by Downing. I don't think anyone would have predicted that at the beginning of the day. Rowovers then for Jesus, LMBC, St. Cat's, first and third, and Queen. St. Cat's must have been so, so close to getting Lady Margaret. It was a quarter of a length as they went under the railway bridge. We've then got three bumps in a row. Clare were bumped by Pembroke, which was surprising given that Clare bumped Pembroke yesterday. Christ were bumped by King, Fitz were bumped by Emma. There was a slight delay in getting the results because Homerton were protesting to the umpires because they were saying that they were obstructed, I think, by either the Fitz or the Emma boat. However, the umpires have said that the rowovers of Girton and Homerton will stand. So rowovers for Girton and Homerton, Magdalen 1 were bumped by Peterhouse 1, leaving Churchill to row over at the bottom. So that is, all the bumps from the first division.
May bumps.
Cam FM.